very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You had better. Wake them up. Get them up. Get them out. It is a Monday on B&E. That is right. Good, bad, and ugly from a very, very busy weekend, a very hot weekend in Austin, Texas, here in mid-June. A lot to dive into. A lot of conversations on the Longhorns. The University of Texas at Omaha, as they say. Longhorns are headed back to the state of Nebraska for a chance at a College World Series. What a weekend over at UFCU Dish Falk Field. A couple of raucous crowds, a couple of really good games, and the Longhorns are 5-0 now in the postseason, and Omaha bound once again. We'll certainly talk plenty of Texas baseball, Major League Baseball as well. NBA playoffs are out there. Austin FC wrapped up their 8-game road trip to start their inaugural campaign. We'll dive in there as well. And, of course, here on this Monday morning, a good, bad, and ugly Monday, the 21st Mullet Open, the 20th. Playing of the Mullet Open, the 21st year of the Mullet Open is in the books and in the rearview mirror. What a weekend, what a Friday it was out at Wolf Dancer Golf Club in the Hyatt Lost Pines Resort. And how are you, Mr. Godbolt?
I'm tired.
You're tired?
Still I'm a little sure tired. I'm trying to figure it out, but I don't know how you guys actually played in that madness that was...
It was hot.
Only in the low 90s, but the humidity was 100% and just...
It was warm.
It was really, really warm, and thank goodness that place has changed where they have the... Pavilion air conditioned. I don't know how anybody would have survived. I mean, I know we've done it for 19 years, and we would have survived. But man, that would have been crazy. But what a great night. What a great day. Night before, thanking everybody for all the help and really for the participants in there that waited for a year. Boy, was everybody glad to see each other. That was kind of cool to see. And Brown Distributing, Tito's. I mean, there's so many people to thank, but they know that I care about them. So. That's all that really, really matters. And for the two charities, I know they're excited about what the folks did for them. And for Wayne Miller, I can't say enough about the feast that dude put on for over 200 people. And there was so much food left over that the workers at the place came in baggies and bagged it all up and took it home. And I don't blame them. I was the last to leave, and I had a meal unto myself. Man, the chicken was out of this world. And I know they're known for their brisket and barbecue, but the chicken and potato salad was totally ridiculous. Not often does a guy who cooks for you at any event get a standing ovation, but that's how good it was. That's how good the food was. It was ridiculous.
Well, if you get a chance, get out to Taylor, Texas, and take in the amazing food at Louis Miller Barbecue on Highway 79, right in downtown Taylor. And he was out there. Wayne is such a great guy, and gosh, the feast was. I mean, that was like. As you were finishing up your 18,
it was hot.
And you said before the round that it was the course was in as good a shape as you've ever seen it.
Yeah,
and I would attest to that, having played with Woody Englander and his father Louis and Rob. We had a great time, great team, a lot of fun. But you know, it's June, and normally that course starts to brown up. But it was lush. It was green. The fairways were unbelievable.
And the nature out there is kind of cool. Just looking around,
such a beautiful golf course. And yes, it was warm, but we had a great time.
It was so hot.
But you knew you were getting that barbecue when you got done.
Yes, and in the air conditioning.
Well, can I just admit something quickly here to start this Monday before we get to the headlines?
So you had 12 plates.
No, I had one, but my original plate. So I filled it up so much with food. That I was standing there getting some of the potato salad, and the plastic plate cracked.
No,
it broke into the macaroni and cheese. All my food, dumped.
It crashed.
It went paper. It was plastic.
Yeah.
And it just went, and it cracked right. I was holding it wrong, I guess, and it broke. So all the food dumps into the part of the macaroni and cheese bin. I'm like, oh no! The guy next to me is like, that's a winner. So I'm digging it out of there. So my only plate was kind of a goulash. But it was still so great. I was so hot and I was so hungry, and it was wonderful. And so that's on me, 100%.
Oh, what a great day!
That's a dang coaching mistake. But the food was great. The people were great. It was great to see everybody. Isaiah Collier, our producer, was out there floating in the Lazy River with his fiance, which is great. You know, so many folks from the Horn out there. So many of you out there. Zay, did you have a good time? Did you get some float time in the lazy? Because I know when I came past 18, hole 18, you're like, oh, man, that's just rude.
There's a river right
there. That's just rude that they put that lazy river right there while we're sweating you-know-what's off out here. How was the lazy river, Zay?
Oh, it was amazing. Like you guys said, it was hot as hell out there. So, yeah, I was floating the lazy river, and your boy can't fit in the tubes like I used to.
That's all right.
I don't know if they should get bigger tubes or your boy's just too big for the river nowadays, but...
Well, let me tell you, you'd have been bigger if you'd have had that food at the end. Because that was something special. I got to spend some time with Zay's dad before. And
Coach CeCe.
Oh, man, he had a blast. He was playing with the ladies. He played with the Austin Cocktail Ladies. They had a blast. By the way, they had a pretty good team.
Well, one of the Austin Cocktail Ladies is a former pro golfer. Like, she played college golf, and one of the sisters who runs Austin Cocktails, which, by the way, are phenomenal.
Did you get a little taste of that?
I did. It's good. It's real good.
Can't tell anything.
No, that's a real premier cocktail. I mean, it's a cocktail in a can.
Send you for a loop if you had about three of those?
No, you can't have three of those. No, sir. You got to mix them because they're like 12% booze. I mean, it's crazy. But, yeah, she was a college golfer. We talked to her.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, they're going to win.
let me just say this. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to you, E. I know you had to spend some time on the radio. And BK and Tom took over. And, you know, Tom McKay, who's done more than just give TVs. Tom McKay has given money. So let me just say that it's not just the TVs that you see from that dude. But that guy won an award and didn't even know he was winning an award. He was gone. He left the premises. Gone. He gone. He said, I did? I said, well, yeah, man. Come on, dude. Yes, you did. You won something, and I've got it for you. But to start off the week also, I know we got Father's Day weekend coming up. We got golf coming up. We got
Open.
Juneteenth coming up. We got baseball coming up. It's going to be a hell of a weekend coming up this weekend. But from the Mullet Open, I've got a prize package just of, you know, I would say get involved in this golf tournament this week, because if we have an opportunity, we can find a way to give away one of those wonderful shirts from Short Par for every day of going into Father's Day if we wanted to. If we want to do that, starting tomorrow. But the prize package for you know, the winner of the golf deal this week. I mean, I got a dozen balls, gallon of Tito's, two golf shirts, hats galore, gift certificates to Rudy's, Hat Creek Burgers, Tony C's, P.F. Chang's. So this is a winner. This is our national championship coming up, so we'll make it a national championship type of giveaway. So
that is correct.
Get your stuff in. Oh, that's right. And we've got soccer this weekend.
Yeah.
Forgot to throw in that.
The U.S. Open tees off Thursday. And, yes, the Austin FC are back after their 8-game meandering 2.5-month road trip to start their inaugural season in soccer. It's B&E live and local and digital, whether you're finding us on 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app or at hornfm.com, wherever you find us. We appreciate you being there on this Monday. Let's start with the headlines. There are plenty, including, boy, what a weekend over at UFCU Dish Falk Field. Let's hit it. Sinus and Snoring Specials bring you the news, and that's right, college baseball's most storied program is once again heading to Omaha, Nebraska. 37th trip to Omaha. Longhorns do it with an emphatic 12-4 win over South Florida last night at a sold-out and raucous Dish Falk Field. Second-ranked Longhorns followed up their dramatic walk-off 4-3 win on Saturday night over the Bulls with a completely dominating performance from front to back last night. Tristan Stevens overcame a slow start, tossed 5 2/3 to get the win. Cam Williams homered, scored 4 times. Trey Faltini, 2 for 3, drove in 3. Mike Antico, 2 for 4, drove in a pair as well. Longhorns improved to 5-0 this postseason. For head coach David Pierce.
Well, I mean, just kind of the whole thing coming together. I mean, just watching our players just continue to just play hard, and man, I'm just so pumped for them. I mean, you know how we started. It was tough. They just put their head down, just keep working, and I don't know. I'm kind of speechless.
Longhorns will be the highest-ranked team in the field in Omaha after Arkansas, the top-ranked team in the land, upset by NC State over the weekend. Wolfpack headed to Omaha. Longhorns are going to face the winner of today's Mississippi State-Notre Dame game in Starkville when they get to Omaha, so watch that game today. Longhorns will be the are there as well as Dallas Baptist can face Virginia today to decide that super regional. Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Arizona, and Stanford are also Omaha bound. NBA playoffs yesterday, after dropping the first two games of their second round series with Brooklyn, the Milwaukee Bucks have roared back to even that series at a pair, 2 each, 107-96 yesterday. That was the final. Nets are dealing with more injury issues. James Harden already out with a hamstring. Kyrie Irving rolled his ankle yesterday. He'll be further evaluated today. I'll have an x-ray. Also yesterday, Phoenix Suns completed a 4-game sweep of Denver with a 125-118 win over the Nuggets. Chris Paul had 37 to lead the way. Major League Baseball, Michael Brantley, 4 hits, drove in 4, part of a 20-hit attack as the Astros pound the Twins in the rubber game of that 3-game series, 14-3. Rangers dropped the rubber game of their 3-game series with the LA Dodgers, 5-3 the final yesterday. And as we mentioned, the Austin FC played to a 1-1 draw in Kansas City over the weekend. Sporting KC was Cecilio Dominguez with the only goal, 1-1 there back home to open up their new QC Q2 stadium coming up this weekend out at in North Austin.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
All right, so busy weekend, obviously. Thoughts and prayers to those downtown Austin with a shooting of, one deceased now, 13 injured and in the hospital. Just a terrible scene downtown Austin. But plenty of good over the weekend, the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend that was. Buck, the Longhorns are Omaha bound, and kind of felt like throughout the course of this season with the Longhorns, this was where they were headed. And they left no doubt last night with after what we saw on Saturday night. They're up 3-1. Ty Madden was brilliant. Gives them the lead, and the kid jacks a home run in the ninth inning to tie the game at 3. But the Longhorns, as we've seen all year, resilient. That was quite a punch. The Longhorns was down to a strike. It was down to an out to win game 1-3-1. Kid hits a home run. It's 3-3. All of a sudden, you're kind of staggered. Longhorns turn around. Eric Kennedy with the walk-off double the following inning to send everybody home happy. And then last night, really no doubt, game was in control from the jump for Texas. Now, it was a little tenuous early, but Longhorns are on their way back to Nebraska.
Well, they play like a number two seed. They play like a number one seed. That's how you come back from adversity, because that game on Saturday night was – that's one of those games that you have to win, because you can't give that team any life. And
yep.
Congratulations to South Florida. You're talking about a team that battled. That was quite a battle.
It was.
Saturday. That was a really good baseball game, college baseball game, any kind of baseball game. It was really exciting for the fans, exciting for the players. And I'm watching David, watching David run down third baseline into the home plate. I thought he was going to smash into the guys. He was so excited. And it's great for the head coach, because he's been quite the skipper this season, and the players have played up to and South Florida had no chance yesterday. They gave it all they could. That was a heartbreaking loss for them on Saturday, and a great win for Texas. So you knew whoever came out of there, I thought that Texas would fight hard if they had lost that game. But for South Florida, that was it. They were spent.
Yeah, I think
yesterday.
Watching the first game, when you give up the home run, you're thinking, man, this is a gut check here, because you're in control. Your ace, Ty Madden, was tremendous and gives you every opportunity, and Tanner Witt, who's been so good out of the bullpen for Texas as a freshman, just hung a curveball there. One of the sliders just kind of hung up, and the best
hitter. Gave away two home runs, did he not?
No, just the one.
Just the one?
It was a two-run shot to tie the game, and they were down to the strike. I mean, they were down to the last pitch. All you did, finish the deal, and the game's over. He hits a home run, and you're thinking, what you just said, Buck, this is – we talked all week about South Florida being, playing with house money. I mean,
yeah.
They shouldn't even be here. Well, now all of a sudden it's 3-3. They've got the momentum. They've got they've got life. And how does Texas respond to this? You lose this game. Well, now you're much like we saw with Arkansas up in Fayetteville. All of a sudden, the team with house money is feeling good. Instead, like all year, when they have some adversity, they respond, and they don't even make it last longer than one half inning. They get the Eric Kennedy. Rips a double over the center fielder's head, and game winner scores, and everybody walks home happy. I mean, that was an electric atmosphere. I mean, it's what it's all about. And then last night, this is what makes Texas.
He did give up two homers.
He did?
He gave up a homer the inning before, I think, and it was 3-1 then. Then he gave up a two-run blast, made it 3-3,
okay.
Correct?
Okay, yes.
Okay. I thought it was two. I'm thinking, because the starter didn't give up anything. It was the reliever that came in. And he hung tough, but boy, he, like you said, he hung one up there. Wow, that second one was a blast too.
Correct, but I mean, it was a right field wall. I mean, it was a no doubt about it when he got a hold of it.
Yeah,
it was almost like he was sitting on it. He was sitting on the off speed and hang him and bang him, as they say. And he drove it over the right field wall. But the response is what you like about Texas.
For sure.
They've had some adversity this year, they respond. And this is why they're 47-15. They're headed to Omaha as the highest ranked team in the land. There was a moment last night in the game. Texas was already up to 6-2. But one of the things about Texas that makes them a championship level ball club and a team that can not just get to Omaha but can get there and do damage, their defense is phenomenal.
Oh yeah,
their defense is so high level. It's 6-2 last night, but South Florida makes a rally. Right, they get first and second, nobody on, or two on, nobody out. And you're thinking, okay, well, here comes South Florida. As you said, they're going to battle here.
Right.
Texas made three incredible plays defensively in that inning, and an inning that could have been, you know, crooked. I mean, it could have been a 5-6 run inning. Instead, they allowed just one run. Trey Faltini goes deep into the hole at short and makes a play off of his rear end. Throws the only play he had was to get the lead runner at third base, and he did it from his butt. I mean, it was an incredible play. But they, you know, if he boots that, doesn't make the play. Now all of a sudden, bases are loaded. Nobody's
You're
out.
Right.
He makes the play, gets an out, and then on the next batter, a guy rips one into the gap, and Mike Antico, the center fielder, races over and makes. I don't even know how he picked this ball. I mean, the ball hits the turf. He picks it with a backhand and prevents the ball from going to the gap. I mean, it was just like an unbelievable play. But run scored, but boy, if it goes to the wall, base is clear.
Yeah.
Instead, he allowed just one run. And then Tristan Stevens on the bunt attempt makes the play at home plate. I mean, it was just like three like sports center level dun-dun-dun-dun-dun plays.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of what could have been a 4-5 run inning in a ball game, instead is a 6-3 game. Texas gives up one run. Tristan Stevens is out of it. And from that point, Texas played add-on offensively. They come out the next inning and, you know, put a bunch of runs on the board. Cam Williams hits the home run, and now it's out of reach. But that's This team can pitch, they can hit, they can run, and boy, can they play some defense. I mean, they take it away from you. They suffocate you defensively.
Well, that's what you have to do. If you pitch for this team, just make the other team put it in play.
Yeah.
Whether it's a routine play or a difficult play, make them hit. Don't give them freebies. Don't give them passes on bases or anything else. They'll make the plays. They've made plays all year long, and they've been like that all year long on defense. I saw them run the base pads, too, and they took some extra bases again.
And
they can fly.
They're athletic. They can run at the top. I mean, Antico's, you know, as good as it gets. Eric Kennedy, who had the game winning hit on Saturday night, you know, he's a speedster.
Cam can go.
Well, and as Coach Pierce would tell us, they don't have anybody in the lineup that's super slow, right? So they can all run the bases. Even Zach Zubia in the middle of the order. Ivan Melendez, they can go first to third. They can stretch a double. So they got athleticism. They're just, I mean, I remember it was last week when Coach Ty Harrington was on with us talking about. He's like, you guys don't know how when they take things away from you offensively or defensively, it just chokes out a team because it's college baseball. Typically, those are hits. Typically, those are big runs. Those are crooked numbers. That's when you really play add on in college baseball. Texas takes that away, and then they take it from you on offense. Because they can, you know, take extra bases.
Oh yeah,
you know, stretch things with their athleticism and their speed, and then you know they're really good. I mean, they're 47-15. They're number two in the country, but Arkansas's out, so they're the highest ranked team going. You know, when you look at the bracket, Buck, they're going to be there with today's the one bracket. The 4-team regional in Omaha is already set. With Arizona, Stanford just beat the daylights out of Texas Tech for two games out in Lubbock. That thing is a done deal. Vanderbilt is going to the College World Series as well from up there.
Vandy is the team I worry about. They, speaking of tradition and, you know, a veteran team, Vandy's pretty good.
Well, Vandy, you won't see them until the championship series.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about them. I mean, Vanderbilt, Arizona, Stanford are Omaha bound. They'll be there. Longhorns are going to be in the bracket with the winner of today's the winner of today's Mississippi State Notre Dame game. They'll play a game three in Starkville. Winner goes to Omaha. Tennessee's already there, and that's they're the third ranked team in the country. Tennessee won the Knoxville Regional, beat LSU.
Oh, they pounded LSU.
And Dallas Baptist will play Virginia today. A winner is in, and that's the 4-team regional Texas will play in Omaha. Essentially, it will be Tennessee, winner of today's Notre Dame game with Mississippi State, and then Dallas Baptist, Virginia winner. The other 4-team pod features NC State, who upset Arkansas, along with Vanderbilt, Arizona, and Stanford. But for Texas, the only team, the teams you're worried about are your side.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to win, get through Omaha, you know, you would only see Vanderbilt, Arizona, Stanford, or NC State at the end,
right?
In a super regional type of thing, or a College World Series championship, best of three regional. But you're right, Vanderbilt's got two kids at the top of the rotation who are going to be top 10 draft picks into Major League Baseball. They got two, but Texas has three great starters. They didn't even have to use Pete Hansen because they went, you know, two in barbecue here this weekend, took South Florida out. So the Longhorns have as much pitching as anybody, and it was fun to watch this week. That was cool. It was good to see the crowds. It was good to see full house. The attendance was through the roof, and the Longhorns are 37 trips to Omaha, Buck. 37.
It's been a good year. So far, it's been a good year, but it's there's no settling now, obviously. Still, once again, I think they're in a good situation. Everything's worked out in their favor. And anybody coming out of this bracket, obviously, when you're number two seed, you can beat anybody that you're playing. But this seems to be another good bracket set up for them.
All gas, no breaks, as Coach Sark says, who had Longhorn football, had a big weekend as well with, visitors on campus and a commitment, which we'll tell you about here coming up. Longhorns did get a commitment from a defensive player from the state of Nevada from their busy weekend. Arch Manning was in town this weekend along with, countless other players and prospects as the Longhorns are really putting the big recruiting pitch on. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs. We'll talk about the weekend that was, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if you have thoughts on the Mullet Open on Friday, what a good time. We finished 60. We've got 12 under.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people. This was a really low scoring. I didn't think it would be like that. I thought the Heat would wear people down to the fact that they would say, let's not even play the last hole or whatever. But even the people I've noticed before, somebody had a ringer in there. A lot of ladies came out there and played in this event. So you had a lady in this event. You got that little bit of advantage with the tee box. And if they could strike it, look out, really, because that's a tough golf. That's a tough place.
It is a very difficult golf course.
It's even tougher in the heat.
Yeah, it was warm. It was warm, but it was a blast. So Friday was great. Longhorns win both games Saturday and Sunday. No drama today. Will not be a game three. Not necessary. Longhorns Omaha bounce. We'll talk with you if you were a part of those huge crowds on Saturday or Sunday. Thoughts on Texas baseball. Hit us on the Specs text line with your good, your bad, and your ugly. 337-3776. It's 512 ahead of it. We'll talk about all things weekend here throughout the course of the morning. And as Bucky said, the U.S. Open is Thursday. We'll start to preview that. The week that's coming, Austin FC coming off a 1-1 draw, coming home this week to open up the new Q2 Stadium. So a lot going on. Exciting week in the ATX. Glad you're with us, live, local, and digital. You know we're always streaming on your Horn app, on your smart speaker, and always at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
3-2 pitch, Williams swings here and hits the ball well out in the deep center, chasing Pena back to the warning track. You can say goodnight to it! Right over the 405 mark, the deepest part of UFC Udishpog Field. And Cam Williams has put an exclamation point on this super regional with a big fly, a two-run bomb to make it 11-4 Texas.
12-4 was the final, and the Longhorns are headed to Omaha for a record 37th time, adding to their own record. Most storied program in the history of college baseball back in Omaha. And what a climb for David Pierce. You know, the Longhorns were in Omaha in 2018, the Cody Clemens-led team. And then, of course, last year with COVID, season didn't finish. If you remember the season before, it was a pretty dreadful 27-27 season with all the injuries and issues. And people started to clamor and kind of murmur about David Pierce. And I know you have a high opinion, Coach, of David Pierce and what a year they've had. I mean, he's built this roster. He and Sean Allen, the pitching coach, Troy Tulowitzki, bringing such an impact to the program. And this is a team that there's something special about this group. I mean,
they're very athletic. It's an athletic team.
And it's the same team every day. That's what we keep hearing from David Pierce, that they show up and he knows what he's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
There's a consistency about them day in, day out, which just shows up. And obviously, as we saw on Saturday night, you know, the ability to take a punch, to give up three in the ninth, couple of home runs, you know, a 3-0 lead, and all you need is three outs, and you're walking out. Instead, you know, South Florida rallies back and gets to Tanner Witt for a couple of long balls and, you know, three extra base hits in the ninth. But you respond to it the next inning. I mean, you come right back, and instead of hanging your head, the Longhorns, you know, put a run up and get the walk-off victory. That's what this team's done all year. They respond to a punch they punch back, and that's what you really like.
Yeah, and
about
they don't panic.
Ball.
What they don't do is they don't panic in these situations. Like when they had a tie, they still didn't take bad pitches. They just played the way they normally play, which is that could force you when that ball game gets tied up. You can start to pucker up right there.
Sure.
I mean, you really, really could. You're the home team. You feel like you got the advantage, but you had the advantage the entire game, and all of a sudden in two innings, now you got a tie ball game. The pucker factor does not go to the opposing team. Because like you said, they're playing with house money. Now you start to pucker up, but they never did.
Well, I mean, you couldn't have drawn it up better. I mean, Ty Madden was brilliant into the seventh. You know, gave up nothing. I mean, he was just his normal self. I mean, the Big 12 pitcher of the year showed why. And then you handed it over to your fabulous freshman who was lights out in the to finish up the seventh and through the eighth, 1-2-3. You're thinking this thing's cruise control.
Right.
And the next thing you know, bing, bang, boom, boom, it's 3-3. And you're right, Texas, I mean, that's house money for South Florida.
Absolutely.
Texas never panics whatsoever. And heck, you know, it took Silas Ardwan reaching on an error to put the eventual game-winning run on. And, you know, good for Eric Kennedy, too, by the way. He's had a kind of an up-and-down year with the bat, but he's always been there defensively with his speed, stealing bases, getting on base. His on-base percentage is tremendous, and he delivers the big knock.
Yeah, that's a huge win because you just don't know happens from that point on. If that team comes back, they win that game, you don't know what happens on Sunday.
I mean,
they're really fired up.
Ask Arkansas what that's like. I mean,
true.
And that's... You're thinking, the other thing you didn't have to do, whether you won or lost, you didn't have to tax your bullpen. You know, that's one of those things in an best of three series. You know, that thing could have gone, you know, 12, 13, 14 innings. All of a sudden, you're stressing your bullpen in a game that you were in control of with three outs.
Those are the little things I forget about in baseball, about stressing the bullpen and other guys having to come in. You're right.
Yeah. And, you know, to respond that quickly and get the run on the board to walk it off, the Longhorns get the victory. And then the last night, as we said, the defense, I mean, it was, you know, the Longhorns were pretty dominant last night in the 12-4 victory. So we'll hear more from that with Craig Way coming up in the Craig Way Report. We'll get your B&E Fact of the Day before the top of the hour, recapping the weekend with the good, the bad, and the ugly, including the Mullet Open on Friday, which was fantastic. Yes, it was warm. Yes, it was warm. But agree with you 100%, as you told me on Friday, because you played out there on Thursday with the Texas Cheaters. That course is in good a shape as I've ever seen it, certainly this deep into June. There's some
there's a cool thing about that is now, you know, the guys at Wolf Dancer, they're wanting to say, listen, maybe next year what we'll do is, you know, maybe not taxing you to try to do two tournaments. Why don't we just on Thursday have a bunch of open tee times for people that can't play for cart fee? I'm like, wow,
there you go,
to play that golf course for cart fee. How about that?
So you need one to play twice now in the heat?
No, I'm just saying people who can't go. Because, you'll jump out there for card feet and play.
Of course I will.
Yeah.
Of course I will. But can I get in the Lazy River at some point, please? I need to be in that Lazy River.
I did not touch it. I did not get near it. I just didn't. I went back and tried to just take a two-hour nap, and it semi-worked. And I'm just trying to figure out when does this hit me, because you know what tonight is? Poker night.
Oh, no.
Maybe tonight is the night, right? It's got to be tomorrow. Something's going to come down.
Take a break.
Something's going to come down. I don't know when, but it'll get there.
Taking some money from my buddy.
Absolutely. It was fun. It was fun to see everybody. You know, and I was telling Zay, I said, every year somebody brings me all kinds of different knickknacks. Their wives made this, or I get this different hat. Or, you know, you got the old brown eye hat. I saw that on Friday. And this guy makes zucchini bread. I guess his wife makes it every year. I get two loaves of zucchini bread, and he walks to me, and he gives it to me. He goes, here's your bread. It's like 20 years, and I never remember the name. I like 2 seconds into grabbing the bread, you know, I'm off, turning off, doing something else. I thank him, and I go on, but I brought the zucchini bread, and I'm wondering how long it'll last in this kitchen. Not very long. Mm-hmm. I had mine, so...
And,
not long.
Your lovely wife Joyce was out there checking people in. I don't know if people know when they register. That was your wife there.
Hanging in there.
And that's where you met your wife, was at the Mullet Open.
She was delivering flowers for the same lady that she was her best friend. They were both working the registration. And she was delivering flowers to the Mullet Open. And I saw her coming, but I saw her leaving.
Yeah, you fell in love with her booty first.
I saw her coming, but then when I saw her going, I got...
How about that, Zay? How about that? Look at that! Look at those jeans.
Yeah. Whoa.
Hey now.
Shook her hand and just said, I wanted to meet this woman.
There you go. And now she's your wife.
Yeah, really.
All right. So Texas baseball, and we'll talk more about that. Craig Way has that in the Craig Way Report. Other good, bad, and ugly from the weekend. How about the Phoenix Suns? Pretty good. Chris Paul, my MVP, 37 points. They finish off a sweep of the Denver Nuggets, 4-0. Nikola Jokic got dejected from that game.
That's so weak to throw that guy out of the game.
Agreed.
There. I mean, they're not going to win. Denver wasn't going to come back and win. Chris Paul and that gang are on their way probably to get to the finals, but that was so weak to throw that guy out for that. Come on, refs.
Yeah, well.
I have an idea. That dude fell down like somebody snipered him out of the state. I mean, did he bounce back up? I thought it was a soccer player. The way he went down, you know? You see how he went down and stayed down?
Yes.
And then got up and then got a handshake from Jokic. I'm like, don't shake that guy's hand. Just walk off the court. Wasn't anything wrong with that.
But Phoenix is rising, not to borrow the cliche, but they are really, really an interesting team. And Chris Paul, I'm rooting for him. I think a lot of basketball fans would be to have him get a look at a championship. Now, Utah still leads the Clippers 2-1, but the Clippers did get a game over the weekend with Kawhi Leonard and company coming back. And then, gosh, the story in the East with Milwaukee, after looking hapless in the first two games in Brooklyn, like they had no clue, they bounced back and won back-to-back games over the Nets. And the Nets are now without James Harden and Kyrie Irving, who rolled his ankle yesterday. They've got serious issues in Brooklyn now, injury-wise.
Yeah, depending on how bad that ankle is. You know, I said Kevin Durant eventually is going to have one of those 40, 45-point games. Can he carry? You're going to find out if Kevin Durant can really do the things that I really think he can do. Can he carry this? Can he carry a team when they're not at full strength? Now, they've played like that all year. There's been so many times when they haven't had everybody together. So it shouldn't be a problem. I think they still should be okay. But it's on the other side. It's Middleton now slam dunking the other day saying, man, that guy's not a good number two. Now all of a sudden,
he's crossing over on people. He's heard
making
that.
Him look sad. Yeah, he's heard it, right? Zay, you got to believe he's heard it from everybody, right? And he's playing the way he should be, not just during the regular season, but at playoff time.
Yeah, and this is what the Bucks needed. And he's out there guarding KD too. And Chris Middleton is a good basketball player. I know we talked about him maybe playing with Luka and him helping Luka out a little bit more than he could help out Giannis. But, yeah, this series has definitely taken a turn since Kyrie just got hurt.
Yeah, and so the conference semifinals continue in the NBA. Zay, what'd you make of Milwaukee's bounce back? I mean, you predicted this would be as tough a series as Brooklyn would have. It didn't look like it in the first two games. They looked ridiculous, but they've responded on their home court.
Yeah, and Giannis isn't taking as many threes. He's getting to the lane, even though, you know, it might be clogged sometimes. And the other guys, the role players, are starting to make outside shots. And, you know, that's what you have to do against Brooklyn. Like, you really got to, you know, make them work on the defensive end. And now that KD's by himself, you know, with no other superstars, he's going to really see what it's like to play in the playoffs like a lot of these teams that haven't had their superstars due to injury.
You know, watching, say, Joel Embiid on this knee, now, he's got to have a slight tear because he can't have a real meniscus tear. He can't move around like that with a meniscus tear. You just can't. I know people have played football with it. They've done, but generally most of that is straight ahead. That guy's moving side to side. He's playing like an MVP, like he wanted to be the MVP. He's playing really, really well in this series, too.
Yeah, and Ben Simmons is playing really well, too. I think that him guarding Trae Young and him being able to guard multiple positions gives them a lot of life. And, yeah, like you said.
So there's room for a defender in the NBA.
Yeah, there always has been. There's room for defenders. We still got mid-range jumpers, as you saw with Chris Paul last night. Like, the game hasn't completely, you know, been
Kawhi Leonard is a mid-range jumper.
Yeah, the game is still a beautiful game. It's just obviously certain things have changed. But, yeah, at the end of the day, you're still going to have to get back to the basics if you want to win.
Good, bad, and ugly from the weekend that was. We'll take your thoughts and recap the weekend. We got some NFL news. We get to the Longhorns in our coach's corner in the next hour, the Longhorn football squad with Steve Sarkisian welcoming some of the top high school talent from across the state and across the country to town. We'll get you details. Longhorns did earn a commitment late yesterday. And how about over at the ball game yesterday, Chris Beard firing the cannon? I mean, you think he was fired up yesterday, Chris Beard, out there at the Texas baseball game, firing the cannon. There was a lot of enthusiasm over at the Dish over the weekend, which was good. There was plenty of that as well at the 20th playing of the Mullet Open on Friday. Here's a text that says, always a great time. Thanks, Buck. You put on a hell of a tournament. That's what it's all about. You do, by the way.
Well, very nice job.
That's a fun time. A
lot of great sponsors because everybody left with something.
I left with a golf bag.
Everybody leaves with something. I mean, that's the cool. I've learned a long time ago, guys don't care about trophies. Guys, you know what they want? Stuff.
And you know what I'm
going to say? Dudes want stuff. I'm like, seriously?
You can
go buy stuff, but no, they feel like if my name gets pulled, I got stuff. I can go get, and plus you can go get what you want to get.
Maybe it was the heat, but how long did I tell you, like, leading up to this tournament that I wanted to win a putter, right? And you had like a million putters.
You didn't.
I took a golf bag. You know why?
But was a putter there for you?
Yes. There were. I mean, I kept saying, hey, I want to win one of those putters. Can I win one of those putters? Maybe, of course, after I dumped my plate of barbecue into the macaroni and cheese, that was awesome. And then
struggling.
But you know why? This is what a dope I am, because I've been putting pretty good with my putter. So I'm like, no, I don't need a putter. I'm good. I have a putter. My putter's fine. But I needed a carry bag, so I grabbed a carry bag. Because when you win a raffle ticket at Bucky's thing, you walk up to the wall of prizes, and you just take something, right? Whether it's the $5 raffle ticket or the $10 raffle ticket. I had the $5 ticket. I could have taken any one of like three or four different putters.
We're sitting there, was like 20 putters up there.
And I took a golf bag, which I'm happy with. I like the golf bag. It's a light carry bag because I've got the big heavy bag. Now I have a carry bag. I'm good. But I walked out of there going, why didn't I take a putter?
Yeah.
I've been talking about a putter for months.
And on Friday night, I got a message from Tito Beverage asking how did it go? And I just said, dude, I just wish you could be there. He didn't generally stick around this time. If it's hot, that dude's gone off with his family somewhere else. But he just wanted to say hello to everybody and just thank them for showing up again. And he's been the dude, so.
There's a lot of Tito's out there. I'm just going to tell you that.
Say, did you see some Tito's that you liked out there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hope you had a great weekend. Glad you're with us. We have a lot going on. We're recapping it with the good, the bad, and the ugly. Also looking forward to a heck of a sports week with the U.S. Open teeing off and Austin FC playing their inaugural home game out at Q2 Stadium. We'll get you details on that. First, though, let's get to Craig Way.
B&E.
First pitch to Eric. Swings here and hits the ball in the nose. This one may go over the head of Pena, the center fielder. It will! The Longhorns are going to win this game! Here comes Arjuan. Say goodnight to it, folks! Game one in the books. It's a walk-off over the head. Extra base hit. A walk-off from Eric Kennedy. And Texas is one win away from going back to Omaha.
Craig Way, Keith Moreland had the call over the weekend. Just two games necessary for the Longhorns to punch their ticket to Omaha for the 37th time in program history. Walk-off win on Saturday night after coughing up that 3-0 lead. Longhorns get the answer in the ninth. Eric Kennedy with the walk-off double that scored. It was Silas Arjuan who had scored after reaching on an error. With two outs in that ninth inning, and they go on to win that ball game 4-3 last night, 12-4. Texas will recap it coming up in our headlines, but exciting stuff. The crowds were incredible. I mean, the crowds were just, and if you were there, you can weigh in on it, but boy, packed houses, plenty of time to get yourself geared up, and I thought the 8 o'clock start time for both was good. Got out of the heat. Didn't have to play in the searing Texas sunshine, which was good for Texas, I think, but I think for both sides. And the crowds were really amped up this weekend.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you know, the excitement of this, watching this team play, and especially that first game was, I don't know how more exciting it could get.
Yeah.
Plus they won.
Well, it's just, again, this team is resilient as heck, man. They you cough up the lead, but you come back and win it in the ninth. Last night they get behind, you know, Tristan Stevens off to a bit of an uncharacteristically slow start, gives up two runs in the first inning, which he typically would not do, and so you're behind 2-0. But Texas responds in the home half of the second with, actually the road half, with four runs. I mean, they respond when punched, they punch back, and that's what you really like about this ball club. They do a lot of things well. They do very little. I mean, they're not perfect by any stretch, but boy, they can do a lot well. And you know, you coach the game a long time, Buck, in sports. I mean, to have a team that doesn't back down, that responds. That brings it pitch by pitch and inning by inning. That's what you like about this.
Yeah, and not only the team, but the coaching staff. They don't pucker either. I mean, that's what you've been looking for in football for quite a while. A group that, when it really gets time and things are, you know, not going your way, this is when you look around at each other and there's always that time where you start thinking somebody's waiting for somebody else to make a play instead of making the play themselves. And this is a group that they make the plays. They raise their hand. I want to be the guy. I'm not waiting for you guys to make the play. I want to be a part of making the play. And they got nine guys on the field that think that way. And it's a coaching staff right now that thinks that way. I don't mean it's going to be easy and this is the team to beat, but they're the number two seed and number one is gone. So to me, it's, okay, you're the second best team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I think of it. Yeah. Is no matter what you think of all these other teams and how good they are and Stanford and everybody else, Texas is the number two seed for a reason.
By the way, Stanford wrecked Tech.
Oh, did they ever?
Gaw.
Really?
Stanford, I mean, you're thinking Stanford is going to come from Palo Alto and they're going to be in it was like 1,000 degrees, like 106 degrees. And how about Stanford showing up on Friday wearing black jerseys?
Yeah.
They're like, we're not scared of your heat. and they went out and just beat the daylights out of Tech twice.
Well, and Tennessee just destroyed LSU too. That was like,
well, remember LSU?
LSU was playing on borrowed time.
Yeah, they were. They went to Oregon and won the Oregon Regional. This was not a great LSU team, but kind of felt like they were playing for their manager, Paul Menary, who's retiring and stepping aside. But yeah, look, that's who Tennessee is. Texas's biggest opponent, in my opinion, on their bracket when they get there. Today, Notre Dame will play Mississippi State. Winner will advance, and the Dallas Baptist Virginia winner will be on the Texas four-team side of Omaha. But Tennessee's really good. I mean, Tennessee's excellent. They're number three in the country for a reason. Arkansas was one, Texas two, Tennessee three. Tennessee's right in, Arkansas's out, Texas is in. But I mean, you make the we had. On Friday, we talked about the Vegas odds, which, if you're gambling on college baseball, Arkansas was the favorite, but Texas and Tennessee were right there as, you know, 2-3, and they're both on that side of that bracket. And the Mississippi State and Notre Dame winner will be formidable for sure, and wouldn't it be cool today to see Dallas Baptist, the Patriots, play into the tournament?
Cause I'd say yes.
They've got to look at it.
Yeah.
And that'll be, you know,
is that this afternoon?
That's today, yep. Okay. That's today. They're playing on the neutral field in South Carolina, which is
weird.
Weird COVID reason. But, yeah, that was cool. All right, also over the weekend, in addition to the baseball fun, Longhorn football team, Steve Sarkisian and company, hosted some of the top recruits in the country, including Arch Manning was in town over the weekend. Of course, the nephew of Peyton and Eli Manning. He's going to be one of the top recruits for the class of, 2023? As far as a quarterback goes, he was here with some of the top players. Longhorns did get a commitment, an outside linebacker from the state of Nevada named Anthony Jones, committed. Says he's got a great relationship with Pete Kwiatkowski, the Longhorns' new defensive coordinator. So that was of note over the weekend. But, Buck, it was just one of those – it was a perfect weekend weather-wise to have, you know, some of these top players in and show off the new facilities and show off the new coaching staff and make that first impression, you know, face-to-face.
Well, the month of June is big all over the country for guys finally getting a chance to see players instead of seeing them on Zoom and talking to them on the phone. These kids are on campuses right now, and a lot of decisions are going to be made this month. A lot of kids are going to say, you know what, I then want to go play my senior year, and for some, their junior year, and not play, but they're ready to go. And just to get a chance to meet them, you want to meet families too. And this is a great opportunity, especially in the state of Texas when you can drive. You know, you can drive here.
It's amazing, Buck, what the change Steve Sarkisian has made. We haven't seen him coach a football game yet. But I saw a story about Keandre Coburn, the Longhorn defensive tackle, who said this coaching staff has made football fun again.
They care about the players.
They care about the players.
Yeah.
I heard that from several people close to the program.
I hear they care about the players, but they're not giving in to the players of that other stuff.
Well, not to bash the previous regime, but there were for a lot of those players, football wasn't fun.
No.
Like, it wasn't, they weren't having a good time playing football. And that's changed. There's a new environment, new feel around the program, which is good to see. Hey, we'll get to your B&E fact of the day on the other side of the headlines, and also get to your headlines. Also, our coach's corner breaking down the Longhorns in their two-game sweep of South Florida. Longhorns now 5-0 in the postseason, and really that Saturday night game, the first time they've really been challenged in a baseball game this postseason. They're 5-0 and they're headed to Omaha. We'll get you details coming back. We'll hear from David Pierce. It's B&E with you, live, local, and digital. On this, what's going to be a blazing hot Monday in Austin, Texas. The good, the bad, and the ugly from the busy weekend. Glad you're with us. We're always streaming on your smart speaker. We're always streaming at hornfm.com on our Twitch channel as well. Bring it. It's B&E on a Monday.